From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is February 26, 2026. Here are your top local stories. The North Las Vegas City Council approved $1.2 million last week to settle a lawsuit alleging the city violated a deaf woman's civil rights during a police stop. Court documents and body camera footage show that in 2021, the plaintiff repeatedly identified herself as being deaf. Officers, nevertheless, removed her from the vehicle and handcuffed her in front of her twin 11-year-old daughters. The girls were asked to translate for their mother rather than an interpreter being provided at the scene. Officers later uncuffed the plaintiff and released her after determining she was not breaking the law. North Las Vegas police now require mandatory annual deaf sensitivity training and have contracts with ASL Communications to provide interpreters when needed. The Vegas Golden Knights were without five players Wednesday night against the Los Angeles Kings, as the NHL returned from a three-week break following the Olympic gold medal game. The team had already ruled out center Jack Eichel and defenseman Noah Hanifin of Team USA. The Golden Knights also traveled without Canadian forwards Mark Stone and Mitch Marner, as well as defenseman Shea Theodore. Well, it's a challenge to the group, and it's an opportunity for others, so we still got 20 NHL players in our lineup, Coach Bruce Cassidy said. Obviously, less room for error when you're missing some real difference makers. The United States beat Canada 2-1 in overtime Sunday in Milan. Eichel, Stone, and Marner are Vegas' top three-point producers, while Theodore and Hanifin lead Vegas defensemen in ice time and points. Rock act Metallica has confirmed its long-rumored debut at the Sphere. Its Life Burns Faster residency begins in October with 8 dates, 4 sets of Thursday and Saturday shows featuring completely different set lists each weekend, a tradition the band began during its 2023 tour. Fans must pre-register online for the chance to buy single-night and 2-show weekend tickets. The general on-sale begins March 6th. The band last played Las Vegas in 2022 at Allegiant Stadium. At Good Company Donuts in Arlington, Virginia, Audrey Morris was picking up a BLT. A QR code near the register invited her to rate her experience, but to her, the idea of leaving a review was unappetizing. "They're excessive," she said. "I get tired of them." It's not just donut shops who are crazy about feedback. Doctors and dentists now want you to rate your experience. The car dealership wants to know how the oil change went. How are the sweatpants you bought online? How was the concert you bought tickets for? Customers want to read reviews, and businesses need reviews to attract customers. But the constant demand for reviews could be creating a feedback backlash, experts say. What began as an innovative way to benefit consumers is increasingly an obligatory burden for shoppers and sellers alike. Read the full story by NPR's James Dubek at knpr.org. A toucan that had been flying around Las Vegas for months has been rescued, according to the Southwest Exotic Avian Rescue. "We've all just been so worried about him," said Sky Marsh, president and co-founder of the organization. "It's a relief." Sam the toucan had been living in Las Vegas since November, raising concerns among bird experts about his ability to survive the city's extreme weather. Marsh said the bird decided it was time for help and flew into someone's garage. The homeowners recognized him and shut the door before he could escape. Sam had captivated the community after surviving in the desert for months. Sidney Reyes still wears his wedding band. The 57-year-old widower says he isn't ready to take it off. He now also has memorial tattoos that permanently link him to his wife, Wanda Coulson, who died of cancer on November 22, 2024. She was 53. Unlike traditional tattoos, the ink for Reyes' tattoos was mixed with Coulson's cremated remains. Tattooing with ashes has roots in ancient traditions, but has gained popularity in the 21st century in part due to rock stars and reality television. It's not widely available, although tattoo artists, funeral homes, and crematories say it is safe when performed by a trained professional. There's no Nevada state law prohibiting the practice. You can read the full story by Aliza Freeman and Desert Companion's Spring Issue, or at our website, knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown. a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.